USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Just 2 months ago, American workers were enjoying the fruits of the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. But this coming job report reflecting April's official unemployment rate is expected to show just how thoroughly the economic collapse caused by the coronavirus has eviscerated the United States labor market. Glassdoor economist Daniel Zhao bluntly predicts the single worst jobs report in history when the Labor Department releases their unemployment numbers for April. Forecasters expect the nation's jobless rate, which was at 4.4% in March, to skyrocket to an annualized unemployment rate of 15 to 20%. An order that closed all roads into and out of the city of Gallup, New Mexico, was extended by the state's governor through noon on Sunday, May 10th. The governor's original order was issued on May 1st. Under the order, which now states residents should wear face coverings while in any building, residents are told to stay home except for emergency outings. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has died, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. I'm Chris Barnes.
Teenagers in Georgia have gotten their driver's licenses without taking an official road test. It's Georgia's way of handling the backlog of thousands of road tests that have been put on hold because of coronavirus. The State Department of Driver Services said 19,483 teenagers have now had their permits upgraded since the road test waiver was announced last month. Georgia isn't the only state waiving the road test. Wisconsin announced this week it will start doing the same for 16 and 17-year-olds. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation estimates out of the 16,000 road test requests that have been on hold, the new driver program will allow 10,000 of those requests to be eligible for the waiver. In Wisconsin, teens must have held their learner's permit for at least 6 months with no violations and completed at least 30 hours of driving with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.